Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam Peters is headed to the podium in Ashburn. So let's get you out to the facility for his pre-draft press conference live right now on Grant and Danny.
All right. Last time I got in trouble because I didn't put this thing in front of my face. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Before we get started and answering questions, I want to have a bunch of people I want to thank, so this might take a little bit, so please bear with me, but there's a ton of people in on this process that I really want to recognize and thank for all the hard work they've put in. First, Josh Harris, our owner, who has given us every resource we needed to get things done here and continues to do so and being a great leader for us, so thank you, Josh. In the personnel department, the man to my right here, Lance Newmark, like I said, I don't know what I'd do without him. He's been outstanding through this whole process, has set everything up, set the table, and just been an incredible ally, asset, not to mention a great evaluator, so thank you. And then I'll just go down to our personnel department, Martin Mayhew, Eric Stokes. In the college scouting department, you have Tim Gribble, our director of college scouting, Jeff Bethard, Tyler Clater, Chuck Cook, Pete Pissarelli, Harrison Richer, Ron Rose, Paul Scancy, Roger Terry, and Dave Whittington. Those guys, I don't want to swear, but they bust their humps throughout the year, starting really, this process starts almost 12 months ago for those guys. So they're away from their families a lot. They work extremely hard. They find a ton of information that helps us make decisions. So I can't thank those guys enough, and they've done an excellent job. It's been awesome getting to know them through this process. Pro scouting department, led by Chris Polian, our director of pro scouting, with Connor Behringer and Brent Caprio, Cap we call him. Those guys were really instrumental in terms of doing a lot of stuff with One Team Needs, but really we had a really very successful local pro day where we brought a lot of the local college kids in here and we charged those guys with doing that, and it went off without a hitch. It was really successful. Got a lot out of that, so thanks to those guys. And the personnel, rest of the personnel staff, Doug Williams has been working with us a lot. Doug's been outstanding in all our meetings and obviously a great, great quarterback in this league and especially for this franchise, and he has a lot to add, and especially as we're going through what we're doing right now with the number two pick. So Doug was awesome. Ashley Kors, who I know you guys have all heard about, Topgolf, and Ashley, that was a labor of love for her. She had over 20 young men here at the same time, and you should see this grid that she put together for everybody meeting with everybody and what we did, and she worked really hard on that, so I want to thank her for that and all that she does for our department. We have a couple of scouting assistants, Chuck Brenzinger and Brian Cook, who work tirelessly to help us out with everything we do. Sarah Zabo, who's been awesome working with me throughout since I've been here. I can't thank her enough for really keeping me on track and allowing me to do the things I do and making sure I'm not missing stuff and just being a great friend as well. Coaching staff, I won't talk about all the coaches, but I'll say Coach Quinn and his staff, they've been outstanding and really collaborative in this process. And then Sarah Hogan, who's DQ's chief of staff, she's been awesome making sure we're both on the same page, coaching and scouting. Analytics, Eugene leads that analytics department, Eugene Shen, and along with Doug Drury, Preston Biro, and Danielle Moore, they were really instrumental in our draft process, being in the draft room for our meetings. And then in Football Solutions, our developers, Sinu Tuluri and Gayatri Nambiar, we've asked a lot of them in terms of changing our database a little bit, and they've been on top of it, so that's been great. Rob Rogers, always there in case, you know, I'm screwing something up or just be a shoulder to get some advice with. And then our player wellness department, led by Tim McGrath, a lot of things that we asked of them throughout the process, especially the combine, with all the physicals we do, and then when the players come in here too. I got a few more, so bear with me. Don't worry, I'll answer a lot of questions too. This isn't just a filibuster. going into the football video and IT department, they did a great job. We have our draft room's right behind us, and they really made that into a working, very good draft room. We switched over to DV Sport to use our video, and that was no easy task. And they kicked you know what doing that stuff. Football ops, Brian Porter. Matt Peterson, Cyrus Daniels, getting everybody in line for all these 30 visits. Our player development did a great job meeting with the players. That's Malcolm Blacken and Alexis Dotson. The man to my left here, Sean, does an awesome job and continues to, him and his staff. Kitchen staff, Connor McGuire leads that. We have a great kitchen staff. We're gonna do way better than that D+. I guarantee you that. They're outstanding, and they had to cook for a lot of extra people, and they really worked really hard on that. And then John Radke, our facilities manager, we outfitted this room and made it into a real deal draft room, and he was the lead on that. So thank you, John. Security, Mike Jacob and Jermaine King, making sure we're all safe here in our equipment department. So almost done, but on a personal note too, I really want to thank my family because I haven't been around much. So they moved across country by themselves. My wife, Jen, our two daughters, and my mother-in-law, Linda, has been with us the whole way and really moving us into our new house. I haven't opened one box, and I feel terrible about that. And they moved a dog and a cat across the country. So I want to thank them. And then I think that's it. I think I've thanked everybody in the DMV. So, but I really do appreciate everybody here, and hopefully I didn't miss anybody. But that it takes the whole organization to do something like this. I appreciate that. With that, answer some questions.
Hey, John Keim, ESPN. This is for both of you. You guys have both been part of organizations that have been turned around by a good draft. When you look at the picks you have in the top 100, especially maybe where it matches up with the strength of the draft, how much can this draft kind of really catapult this organization?
Yeah, coming into this, we've been really fortunate to have 6 picks in the top 100, like you said. That's a big deal. And especially, I mean, having the number, it's not just 6 picks in the top 100, it's the number 2 overall pick, and then really high second round picks, and then 3 third rounds. So that's a lot that we can do with that. It can really help us. We've done like Lance has done a really good job in free agency, we all have, and now we have a chance to really supplement that and now build through this draft and with these 9 picks that we have. And so, no, we're really fortunate to have that, and I think we have a real chance to make this team a lot better.
Yeah, I think with what we did in free agency, it allowed us to have more freedom in the draft to go various different directions rather than need. It really allowed us to blend need and talent. And the quality of the picks, like Adam talked about, at the top of the rounds, just the real high-quality level of the picks, especially those top 6, really allow us to make a dramatic impact on our roster right away.
You may have noticed there's a lot of attention paid to the quarterback position in this draft. I'm curious, how close are you to finalizing the player you want, and when would you like to and need to settle on a guy?
Yeah, we're real close. There's still a few more things in the process we have to do, and as you guys may be getting, I'm pretty process-driven, process-oriented, so We have to debrief on our 30 visits with the whole staff, talk about everybody there that we haven't done that yet. And then later tonight we have a medical meeting as well to go over all the medicals in the combine and get that information as well, and just ask pointed questions if there are any on certain players, if we have some questions on that. So we have a few more things. DQ and I will huddle up and probably have an answer really sometime next week. Now, I will say this also, you know, you don't really need to make a decision until you need to make a decision. So there's no rush with that, but I think we'll have a pretty good idea what we're doing early next week.
Is the possibility – oh, hi, Nikki from the Washington Post. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The possibility of coming away from day one with not just one selection but two, is that a consideration for you guys?
Yeah, I think with the optionality we have in all those picks, anything's in consideration. So, like we've said before, we're going to do whatever's best for this organization. So if that's moving up, if that's moving back, we'll do that. And lucky for us, we have the ability to do so with all the ammo we have.
And then for both of you, you talked about some of the changes you've made just to prepare for the draft process. How much have you drawn from previous stops and how you've gone about this pre-draft process?
Yeah, you want to take that?
Yeah, we had never worked together, but we've been close friends. And my goal coming in here was to make – we had roughly 70 days to get it right. And my goal was to make this as comfortable for Adam and as – where he has the ultimate level of confidence in what we're doing on draft night. So it took that approach, 70 days to get it right for him the way he wants it to be, while also kind of interjecting my opinions, my experiences. And I think we've done a pretty good job of collaborating. Like, this is what I like to do, this is what he likes to do, this is what he's used to, this is what I'm used to. And while also asking a lot of everybody in this building to help make that a reality. But I feel really confident with where we are currently. And I think we've done a good job in a condensed amount of time getting to where we need to be to make good decisions next week.
Yeah, I think that's, do you want me to add on to that? That's pretty good. Yeah. I think to add on to that, I would say that we found out a lot about the process, and it'll really be good to implement all the things we learned from what was existing here, what Lance did in Detroit, and what I did in San Francisco, and blend all that together as we move forward for the next, and just make every year even better.
We try to never lose sight of the most important thing is evaluating and getting the players right. It's not going to be perfect in year one. It's going to be ever-changing, ever-developing. And every couple of days, we'd remind ourselves of that, you know, just kind of, it's not going to be perfect, but we're going to get it right. We're going to make good decisions. So.
Yeah, what's important right now. Yeah.
Ben Standig with The Athletic. Sort of to the point for both of you, what you were just saying about there will be some mistakes, but you try to do the best. You have the 9 picks. You know, when you are able to move around the board, get more picks, it gives you more shots to – on players, how important is that? Obviously, you have the 9 now, but just in general as a philosophy to have as many picks as possible because there are going to be mistakes.
Yeah, I think, Ben, it's you know this, it's people evaluating people. So, you know, I would love to sit here and say we're going to go 9 for 9. I hope we do. I have great confidence that we will, but there's a slight chance we won't. And so I say that, I'm joking. But that, so that is, there's a lot to that. Having 9 picks really gives us that where they say you have more swings or however you want to put it. So we're very fortunate to have that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all situational, honestly. There's times where somebody is really jumping out at you as being available, and there's times where you're like, man, there's nothing feels right here, and it might make more sense to go back and take some extra swings later. So I really think, for me personally, it's always situational. It's not like a steadfast philosophy.
And a lot's been made over the last 24, 48 hours about bringing in the 4 quarterbacks. I know you have in the past at San Francisco, Adam, have brought in different prospects before. Is it different with quarterbacks, or what's your sort of philosophy behind bringing in all these guys together?
Yeah, I don't think it's very different personally with quarterbacks. You know, with all these guys, they all know each other really well. And so what was cool is while we got to see them all together in a group setting at the Topgolf, which was really fun, and I think everybody had a great time, and it was very beneficial to see everybody in a more relaxed environment, they all got a lot of time individually with their coaches, with us, you know, where they were staggered coming in too. So it wasn't like they were sitting in a room together. They all had their own individual time with everybody. So it worked out really well. And then you got a great blend of that and then working everybody together, you know, in a fun environment.
Yeah, this is You're listening to the press conference of Adam Peters and Lance Newmark, more involved than I anticipated him being, the assistant general manager, which is great to hear and see. Peters empowering his people out there in Ashburn as they get ready for the NFL draft.
Certain individuals were versus others. Just that loose kind of casual feel from the one night to the next day, where it was more individualized the next day. So I really thought it was a great experience, because you see how guys are in a group, and then you spend time with them individually as well. So I came away from it very impressed with the process, and I just thought it was a very positive overall experience.
Hi, David Aldridge with The Athletic also. You both have been with very successful organizations the last several years, and so you know what good play looks like, and specifically at the quarterback position. And I just wondered, outside of on-the-field talent, which everybody has preferences about, what do you think about that position lends itself most to success for an organization, for a not just a team, but for...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An entire organization when someone's doing it correctly.
Yeah, that's a great question, David. And I think there's a lot of different things. I think one is leadership. And if you're talking about just off the field, and leadership can be on the field, a lot of times things blend together too, on and off the field, when you're talking about intelligence and everything else and processing and everything like that. But I think leadership, and you know, people can lead in different ways, and the best way you lead is how you lead. Like, how you lead might be different than how Ben leads, and so on and so forth. But being yourself and leading in your own way, and that's by doing things the right way, working, you know, coming in early, staying late, challenging your teammates, but in the right way, because you've earned their trust, because they respect you, because you know they have your back and you have their back, and that you've put in the work. So if I were to point to maybe one thing that we're not talking about that's something that's tangible on the field, I would say that.
Yeah, I would say there are some core traits, I think, that, you know, obviously the film, and then the core traits of work ethic. There's like the great quarterbacks I've been around have tremendous inner belief in themselves. And I think the more you're around a person, the more you feel that, yeah, and see that in them. And I would say the ability to unify people and create a common belief. But that core belief in themselves has always been something that I've seen and been a part of, and seen that be translate to success.
Hey guys, Scott Abraham, ABC7. Good to see you both. Obviously, there's a lot of talk in this town of the magnitude and the weight of this number two overall pick. The word pressure, I mean, how do you kind of embrace that, and do you see that in this situation where you hit this out of the park, huge for the franchise, it could go the other way as well?
Yeah. Do we look stressed? there is a lot of pressure, and it's great responsibility, and we take this very seriously, and that's why, yeah, we've been working tirelessly on this and turning over every stone, and we want to do this obviously for this organization, but for this region, for this fan base, and for the men, the coaching staff and the players on the field to get this right. So it's great responsibility. With that comes pressure, but that's what we signed up for.
The notion of a trade in the draft. Curious what your philosophy is in terms of making a trade, going up, trading back. Both of you feel free to answer.
Yeah, I think you know, where anywhere in the draft, you know, not necessarily number two, but you know, if you're talking about like a trade in the second round or something like that, I think Lance answered that really well. Where it's situational, and it's, you know, what opportunities you have. And ultimately, it's always going to be what's best for your team. You have a great opportunity to move up when you think there's a player there that you can reach, and it's not, you're not giving up too much, and it's a player that can you feel convicted in terms of not only how they fit on the field, but how they fit as a person in your locker room. Then you can go up and do that. And same way, when Lance, the example that Lance gave, when either you're not feeling like you really want to pick somebody with the pick you're at, or maybe you have three guys that you have at the same level and say, okay, we can trade down a little bit and still get one of these three guys. So it's all about the situation and where you're at, and you just have to be ready to do it. And you do that by preparation, by conversations with other teams, and then just understanding the value of draft picks and having the technology too at your fingertips to understand, okay, this is what it would take to move up, this is what it would take to move back. So there's a lot that goes into it, but I think what Lance said is it's situational.
Sam Fortier with the Washington Post. Why is, this is related sort of to DA's question, why is quarterback evaluation so hard? And since you guys have been in the league, do you think the league has improved at it?
Oh, wow. I don't know if we've improved at it. If you look at the 21 draft, right, which I was a part of in that one too, and that was you're seeing that it wasn't a ton of success at the top end of that draft based on so far. There's all those guys' stories are yet to be written. So it is hard, and it's really hard, but you try to learn from all those things that you, as you go along. I've been in this 20, we've both been in this 20 plus years. So we have a lot of experience, both good and bad. You probably learn a little bit more from your bad experiences and from your good experiences, but you try to bank all those experiences and everything you learn and help you make the best decision the next time. But just like anything, I think we talked about it, maybe it was at the combine, but it's a lot easier to evaluate a defensive end than it is a quarterback, because it's, you know, there's so many other things that go into a quarterback than just what you see on the tape. And that's really the core of it, is just there's so many different variables within a quarterback. What he has to do on the field each and every day, and what he has to do every day in preparation to get there. I'm not minimizing defensive ends by any means. I was one. But it's a little more simple in terms of the evaluation process.
Without giving away state secrets, can you give us an example of how you and Adam have worked together, that collaboration, or, you know, a certain thing throughout the process that's stood out to you?
I would say what has stood out to me was, I wasn't sure what to expect, to be honest with you. I mean, as good of friends as we are, we haven't really talked about processes and how we do things. So I came in really just open-minded to try to do the best work for him and make it as good as it can be for us. I would say I've been really impressed with how prepared he was for this job. That'd probably be the thing that I would say first and foremost. He was extremely prepared for this, and just how confident in he is in what we're doing as a team and this whole process. And I guess I would say the most important thing is how prepared he is and how hard he works. Those are the two things that have jumped out to me. And very even keeled and steady. There's very little fluctuation. Very poised, calm, and it's a great environment to be in.
Thanks. I'll give you that $20 when we get back to the office.
C1 Associated Press. Adam, are you still considering trading down, or have you guys decided to use that number two pick?
We feel great about staying at number two. I don't see a whole lot of scenarios where we trade down, to be honest with you. Yeah, we feel great about sticking there.
And for both of you,
How do you see the offensive linemen, particularly tackles in this draft? And it seems like there are a handful of first round and kind of second round prospects available at that position.
Yeah, I think it's pretty universally known. It's a really good tackle class, deep tackle class. As you can see in a lot of the mock drafts, there's a ton of those guys coming off in the first round. We got a chance to visit with a lot of them, and really at different levels. But yeah, we're really, really excited about that group. And really, I actually think it's a really good draft, you know, especially for us. Fortunate in that in the top 100, there's a lot of really good players there. It may thin out later. That remains to be seen. But tackle and a lot of other positions, there's a lot of really good players that'll be available.
Tom Lavero with the Washington Times. This is for Adam. Before you even took this job at the end of this college football season, did you have a quarterback that you liked the most? And if so, has that changed?
That's a great question. No, because before I took this job, we weren't really scouting quarterbacks, especially top of the draft quarterbacks, really hard, because we had Brock Purdy. I was with San Francisco, as you know, Tom. In our job and what Lance's job will be, you have to really prioritize your time. And there's a lot of things that you have to do besides just college draft. There's free agency, there's managing people, there's a lot of different things. So I tried to, over my, I think, 7 years there, I learned that I need to focus my energy on things that will be great for the team. And so spending a ton of time on the first round quarterbacks wasn't something that I did. I really wish I would have done that a little bit more. Didn't know that this was going to happen, but so really didn't dig into this group of guys as much as I would have liked to. I knew who they were. I'd watched them, but I hadn't done the full workup and evaluation like I had done at some other positions. So really came in with a clean slate and was extremely impressed with a lot of the quarterbacks in this class.
Yeah. JP Finley with NBC4 and 106.7. Question for both you guys, whether it's round one or round five, as you're watching, if you see a guy like this guy could be a Pro Bowler in 3 years versus this guy can start for us week one, how do you make that determination of what you go for?
Yeah, it's I think it depends a couple of things where you are in the draft, like you said, whether it's round one or round five. I think you don't really want to pick a guy, just me personally, I don't want to pick a guy who's going to start in 3 years in the first round. Maybe you might be a little more patient in later rounds, especially depending on what you have on your team, too. So it's really dependent on what you have on your team, where you are in the draft, what position it is, and who you have in front of them. So that really kind of, for me, it allows you to not be so locked in on we need this person right now, which is one of the reasons why we did what we did in free agency was, you know, so you don't – if there's a player maybe at one position that – might need a year, which a lot of guys in college, they do need a year now. It's just, especially in our league, there's not as much development in college, and there's not as much time for us to develop the guys in the off season. So a guy can be a really good player year two, but they can stink in year one. There's been a lot of good stories that, I don't want to say stink, but just not ready. And so I've been around a lot of players that weren't ready in year one, but they had that year under their belt and they were really good year two. So it gives you a little bit of runway if you have the guys in front of them, like I think we do in terms of, you know, our depth chart right now.
Adam Peters, the GM of the Commanders, and his assistant, General Manager Lance Newmark, with the media in Ashburn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.